It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and it's time to talk about March for Meals again. Karen Peck from Grand River Meals on Wheels is here today.
Hello.
And how's it going, Karen?
Great.
Always good to see you, and you brought
some
show and tell.
Yes.
As you typically do. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. You also brought with you Michelle McCurdy and Laura Hardman.
Yes.
Rather than me just reading off the page, why don't you introduce us to these two
ladies?
Okay.
Well, Michelle McCurdy, we'll start with her because Empty Bowls was her brainchild 3 years ago. She is an adjunct professor at Rifle CMC campus who does ceramics and does a wonderful job of that. So that's how I know her. She approached me 3 years ago and said, I'm getting requests for bowls for an Empty Bowls project in Grand Junction. We need to do this here in our area. And I said, Michelle, I've been looking for you for 8 years because I've been looking for a standalone event that would feature something that would be our yearly fundraiser for Grand River Meals on Wheels.
And Empty Bowls has been a huge success.
It has been. The first year was a sellout event. The second year, we moved about 350 bowls. And this year, we hope to have over 400 bowls and another amazing event. But really, what makes it special this year is that it's the 50th anniversary of Colorado Mountain College. And each campus was allowed to choose one collaborative event. That's a big word. Anyway, and CMC Rifle chose Empty Bowls as their collaborative event. And so here for CMC Rifle is their assistant dean, and her name is Laura Hardman.
So you get one collaborative event, and what does that mean? Does it have to be a nonprofit event, or all the campuses choosing nonprofits to team up with, or what's the idea behind this?
Well, there wasn't that much direction. It was we were asked to have one off-campus community collaborative event and one on-campus event, and I just love the Empty Bowls event because it's a feel-good event. It's something that is about giving back to our community. It really does involve CMC students and the hospital and Grand River Meals on Wheels, so it is a true collaboration. So I chose that event because it's been such a success, and I thought it would be a great one to highlight.
Now, were you around 3 years ago when this happened the first time?
I was, yeah.
Okay. So you've been involved. You and Michelle have both been involved.
Yes. Michelle came to me and said, I've got this great idea. What do you think? And I thought it was great.
As an administrator, you usually hold your breath when somebody comes to you, right? Am
no,
I wrong?
No, my job is to see how I can make things happen. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Michelle, 3 years ago, did you anticipate this event becoming as big as it is now?
No. No, it was. It started with a spark, and now it's a bonfire.
There you
and
go.
It's, I think, just a great event. Meals on, or not Meals on Wheels, but Empty Bowls is a project that's been done all over the country many times. And it turns out that we read something about one in every seven people are food challenged, and we'd like to try to put a dent in that because that's pretty scary.
One in seven. Is that right,
yes.
Karen?
So that's right as a nationwide figure. So one in seven has food anxiety or actual food issues.
Which means that either they don't get to eat as much as they want or need, which, of course, would be a much bigger thing because you take one look at me, you know, I eat as much as I want, but probably about 50% more than I really need. And so how does the Empty Bowls event help address that?
I think because with our empty bowls, we have chosen to give all the profit to Grand River Meals on Wheels. It helps address the need of the homebound seniors and disabled in our area from Newcastle to Parachute, because that's where we deliver to. So there may be other needs in our community, but right now we're working on the senior need. And as Michelle said, it's just a dent in what's out there.
How many bowls did you provide? And these are actually your students that help with this project, right?
Yes. Myself, the other instructor, Dorothy Hutchinson, and all my students.
How many bowls did you make the first year?
The first year we did 200. And like Karen said, we had it in the cafe at Grand River Hospital and sold out in 45 minutes. So then last year we had it in the conference rooms. They opened the beautiful rooms up and there's big round tables and all the chefs. And it's just a great, actually a social event too. Mm-hmm. But you get the, you know, the advantage of being able to take your bowl home.
Right, exactly.
At the end of the
you get
event.
It, take it home and it can be a conversation piece later as well.
Yeah, and you can use it and remember why you did this.
So how many bowls will you have on hand for this year's event?
Well, we should have at least 400, if not more. We're still decorating and firing, and we will probably be taking warm bowls out of the kiln Wednesday morning.
So you've doubled in 3 years. You've doubled the number of bowls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you've made for this event. By the way, empty bowls this year, the collaborative event, right, Laura?
Yes. Yeah.
with CMC's Rifle Campus is Wednesday, March 8th, 11:30 to 1:30 in the Grand River Ballroom in the conference center there, again, as it has been. There's also more to that morning, which we'll talk about with Karin a little bit later on. My experience with ceramics was in kindergarten. My kindergarten teacher, Mr. Phillips, who you may know, I believe he's still around. He's taught various schools in this area for a long time. I made a bowl and I made a pen holder, which I believe my mom still uses. The interesting thing about the ceramics to me was when we were deciding what colors to use, the color that you paint is not the same as what it turns out to be after it's fired.
True story, yes.
I'm sure that what your students come up with is, well, I can see it right here. It's much better than those rudimentary ceramic projects that we had.
Yeah, well, we're a little
we won't
more
say
advanced
when that was.
Than right. kindergarten. But
I would hope so. I don't think I've advanced much.
These days, there's all kinds of ways to decorate pots besides the old-fashioned glazes. So anyway, and we try to do – we actually use the empty bowls as a teaching tool in the classes – because we are mixing up different glazes and experimenting.
Well, and so, I imagine it's probably a great practical application of what you're trying to teach.
It is.
Because obviously you can have a class project and that sort of thing, but it's for the class, whereas in this case you've got some kind of practical, tangible use for all of these bowls that you're firing ultimately. I don't know what you would call – what's the process before the firing? Molding? Sculpting.
Most of them are hand thrown on the pottery wheel.
Some
people are hand building, which means rolling out slabs and putting together a bowl. But a lot of experimenting is going on, which is just the most excellent way of learning. So
right. Sure. Yeah. I'm glad you're here because every year Karin brings a few examples of bowls. And I have a hard time describing them. So, Michelle, since you're here, you can actually tell us, you know, what kind of bowl and describe all that and probably tell us how it was made. And it might make a little more sense than if I say, well, it's green, it's round, it looks like it would hold liquid.
Well, that's the basic.
Again, you can help support Grand River Meals on Wheels by attending the Empty Bowls fundraiser Wednesday, March 8th, 11:30 to 1:30. at Grand River Health at the hospital in Rifle in the ballroom, the conference center. It's $20. That includes your bowl and the soup that goes in it. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Karen Peck, Grand River Meals on Wheels, and Michelle McCurdy and Laura Hardman from CMC in Rifle. Again, 3 years ago, Michelle came up with this idea. Why don't we do this fundraiser for Meals on Wheels called Empty Bowls, which apparently is done all over the country. First I heard of it was from Karen, but I think that says more about me than anything else. It's been a huge success. Twice as many bowls this year as in the past. Again, all of the bowls as a part of this fundraiser next Wednesday, the 8th, are thrown by pottery students, by ceramic students at CMC. I'm sorry, there's a difference between pottery and ceramics, right?
Well, in this case, we can just say ceramics.
Okay.
Because that entails everything.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured the case might be. Now, that's only part of this. There's also the stuff that goes into the bowls, and that is also being prepared by students. And Laura's going to talk to us about this a little bit. So these are actually CMC culinary students,
yeah,
as well as Rifle and Coleridge High School students who are getting dual credit.
Yes.
For this culinary, these culinary classes.
Yes. So there are 12 students who come from both Rifle High School and Coleridge High School. They are concurrent enrollment students. So they are concurrently enrolled in high school and in our college classes. And they are taking their culinary classes at Grand River Health, working in their kitchen, studying under Chef Mike Meter. And they are going to be the ones who are creating and serving the soups this year. Actually, they have for the last 3 years. If I'm not mistaken, they have 6 different kinds of soups.
Yes, they do.
6 soups that include vegan and vegetarian soups. They'll have some breads and chips to serve along with them. But they are pretty excited about it. It's a great event for them, too.
Absolutely. Anytime you create something and you see someone else enjoying it, whether it be the bowls or food or anything mm-hmm. like that, anytime you can, see something that you made, that you had a hand in some practical use, I think that there's a great deal of pride that's involved.
Yeah.
Talk about the culinary program at CMC. Now, again, these classes take place in the kitchen at Grand River Health.
Yes.
So is this one of those cases where they have the facility? And, I mean, I know there are a lot of rules involved with kitchen-type mm-hmm. facilities. So just made sense to partner with Grand River Health?
Yes, it did. They had the facility. We've helped to find an instructor. And they learn everything that they need to know about safety and food safety and in the kitchen, along with how to create really delicious and wonderful meals. By the time they finish, they are ready to go out and be professional chefs. It's a pretty impressive program.
How often do I'm guessing this is more for you and Karen. How often do you get to sample the food that these students make?
You know, I have to tell you that the Grand River Health Cafe is one of the best deals in town, number one, and they have great food. It's pretty impressive. So I go down there for lunch quite a bit.
Yeah, really taking the old stigma out of the, quote, hospital food.
Yeah, they really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about it. So do they work as in work and get paid in the kitchen every day at Grand River Health, or it's just part of their coursework
It's part of their coursework, yes.
Okay.
It's on-the-job learning, so to speak.
Right.
Without the pain.
I actually witnessed one of the classes because we were doing a little photo shoot, and it was amazing. The students were so focused on what Mike said, and he had one pan going over here, and he was chopping over there. I mean, it was like a work of art to see him instructing the students and to see them really focused on what he was doing.
Occasionally I watch a cooking show on TV and I see somebody that really knows what they're doing chopping something. And you know how sharp those knives are. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I'll think, I would lose a finger. I would lose a finger if I tried to do that. And I'm sure that that's probably safety, I'm sure, is a big part of what they discuss.
Well,
as
just
well.
Bring it to Grand River Health and we'll make sure it gets back on.
We'll sew it back on. Put it on ice maybe first.
Yeah, that helps.
I did not see that one coming. I should have been able to tell that that was coming. These students, by the way, are also interning at Grand River Cafe. So in some situations, they actually may be helping to prepare the food that you actually eat there during lunch.
Right. I know they help prepare the food for the State of the Community banquet that was 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to learn more, by the way, you can go to grandriverhealth.org and just search for Meals on Wheels, and I'm sure that you've got information there about empty bowls. And actually, March is kind of an annual Meals on Wheels awareness campaign also that, you know, we've talked about several times over the years.
Right. We choose to follow the National March for Meals program. So all across the nation right now, Meals on Wheels programs are doing special events for Meals on Wheels fundraising. So our special event, obviously, is empty bowls, but we do some other things. Right now, what will be coming up is our community champions, and that's where we invite all the elected officials in our area and our hometown heroes. So that means police chief, fire chief, people out there that need to know about our Meals on Wheels program. And we've already heard from several mayors that are coming back. We have someone from Scott Tipton's office that's coming. So we're just thrilled that that's happening on March 22nd.
And again, this is it's a less visible event to the general public.
Yes.
But the whole idea is to get community leaders and ambassadors, people that can be ambassadors for Meals on Wheels, to know about the program, and they actually go out and deliver that morning, right?
That's right. Yeah. They will make a delivery to a few people. We, we don't want to take up too much of their time because it usually takes about an hour to an hour and a half to deliver a complete route. So we send them on about a quarter route.
And of course, they're accompanied by a regular Meals on Wheels volunteer.
So they don't get lost.
Right. Well, we wouldn't want that. We will. So we talked a lot about the ceramics program at CMC, which again provides the bowls for empty bowls. We talked about the culinary arts students at CMC and, of course, those dual enrollment students from Coleridge and Rifle High School. So we'll finish up with Karin and talk about Meals on Wheels, Grand River Meals on Wheels, and another big fundraiser, which actually is always part of March for Meals, but it happens in April. At least it has the last couple of
years. Right, April Fool's. It's on April Fool's Day this year.
All right. We'll talk about that in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Karin Peck from Grand River Meals on Wheels, Laura Hardman and Michelle McCurdy from CMC and Rifle. This is the 50th anniversary of CMC. It was back in 1967 that voters, I don't even know where it started, but I know there was a special district that was created, and the rest, as they say, is history. And that was 50 years ago. How's that for a history lesson?
That's right.
From the hip. Anyway, each CMC campus gets to choose one event on campus and one event off campus to partner with a local organization, and CMC and Rifle just happened to choose Grand River Meals on Wheels big fundraiser, Empty Bowls, which happens this year next Wednesday, March 8th from 11:30 to 1:30. I hear, by the way, that we're going to be out there live.
That's right.
Is the rumor that I hear. So I'll be able to give you some firsthand knowledge of what's going on.
And you can hear from the ceramic students, the culinary arts students, or anyone.
There you go. Six different soups in these bowls that were hand-thrown by the ceramics students at CMC, and the soups were made by the culinary arts students at CMC as well.
And you'll have the opportunity to pick up recipes for any of the soups because we'll have those printed by the soups.
Which is always, you know, you eat at a restaurant and you're always kind of sheepish about it. If you know, something that's really good, because a lot of restaurants don't care, but some of them, you know, it's top secret information, you know, and they act kind of offended that you would want to make their recipe at home. So that's kind of cool that if you'd like to, you can just pick it up. It's no big deal. Also, some demonstrations, right, Karin?
That's right. Well, let's talk to Michelle about these bowl.
Okay. Oh, so these are the bowl, the ceramics demonstrations.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have a pottery wheel set up, And we'll have probably every half hour a different student will demonstrate throwing bowls.
And no, there will be no shards of ceramics on the floor.
We're putting down plastic.
Yes.
That sounds like a very, very good idea.
This is art. Art is messy.
Right. So people will be able to see what goes into actually creating the bowls.
Okay. That's very cool. Obviously, you don't have time to flame them.
Fire them.
Fire them. Thank you. Wow, you're not exactly catching me at my best today, are you? You won't have time to do that, but you can actually see, like, starting from
yes.
a lump of clay.
Yes, the whole process,
right.
The process of throwing. And,
that's very cool.
I've been doing this a long, long time, and I never get tired of watching somebody throw a pot.
Because it's a little bit different every time, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it is, you know. It depends, but yes, in this case, it'll be different every time.
Karin, you were showing me the underside of these bowls earlier. Each one of the bowls is signed by the student that created it, right?
Right. Usually, each ceramic student will sign their bowl, and when you go to our event and are picking out the bowls, we will have signage on the wall so that you'll be able to identify the mark on the bottom of the bowl and know who created your bowl. So, like in front of me right here, I have a Michelle McCurdy bowl. And right here, we're not sure if it's an Eric or a Zach Peck bowl. Because we haven't cleared with them. And you said this was Bev?
Marilyn Koza.
Okay.
Koza.
And these are just bowls from the past 2 years of MD Bowls that we as a family have gotten and have around the house with pine cones or rocks or candy in them, things like that.
So you're just like my mom.
Yes.
You hang on to them.
That's right.
I like to see that. I like to see that a lot. And, of course, last but certainly not least, again, March for Meals is the big month-long national event to promote Meals on Wheels. And locally, at least for the last couple of years, you've had the Grand River Gallop actually the first weekend in April just because of scheduling and that kind of thing. And I think you may be coming back to talk more about this later, so I can tease it right now.
Right. And so the tease is, for those of you who like to run or walk, mark your calendar for April Fool's Day and then find the most outrageous superhero costume and come run at our event.
It was superheroes last year, too, wasn't it?
We're superheroes all the time.
Indeed. There's no question about it. You have, I'm trying to say something upward of 400 volunteers with Meals on Wheels?
No, we have just under 200 volunteers, and half of those are Meals on Wheels drivers. So it's around 100 for Meals on Wheels.
Wow. So it takes twice as many people to make Meals on Wheels happen as it does to actually drive the meals around.
Right, right. Because we have drivers driving once a week, and it takes about 100 people to get our 5 routes out every day, Monday through Friday.
Wow. If anyone, again, Meals on Wheels is for homebound seniors and disabled folks in western Garfield County. I want to say from New Kessler, so to Parachute.
Yes, perfect.
And see, if you tell me enough times, I eventually catch on.
Yeah.
And it's also available for folks that have had a surgery and maybe, as you say, homebound, laid up at home, can't get out to get to the grocery store or something
right.
like that.
To use it as a recovery tool.
Right. It's not there permanently for those folks. It's to help with the recovery because hopefully, you know, you recover from your surgery or a broken bone or something like that, and then you're healthy enough to take care of yourself.
Right.
If folks would like more information about Meals on Wheels, you know, I'm sure that if someone has that kind of procedure, they probably, the hospital gives it to them at that time. But if they'd like to give you a call and ask questions, Karin?
625-6215.
And what's the name of the person that answers the phone now? D.
D. Okay.
I know it changed a year or so ago, and so I have to remember it's not the same person.
Right.
That used
well, that
to
is Dee Warwick, and she's pretty well known around here. She's also a photographer.
She's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked to her a time or two.
Can we talk about the Facebook thing?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. That's what that note means. I was trying to figure out what it meant. So you're also having a contest on the Grand River Meals on Wheels Facebook page.
Right. Every day this week and Monday and Tuesday, we have a bowl picture that we're putting up on Facebook, and it's a giveaway. So if you share this on your Facebook page, you may be the lucky winner. I know 2 days ago, Teresa Hamilton from RE2 won a bowl, and it's not just the bowl. It's the soup. So you show up that day, you'll have your bowl and a ticket to enter and eat and participate for free.
Again, search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels. And
exactly.
You can find that. The whole idea is to raise awareness of Grand River Meals on Wheels.
Perfect.
Which you've done a very good job, Karen, I have to say.
Thank you.
You've come in every year for the last several years to talk to us about this. You always bring in, as you call it, show and tell.
That's right.
Speaking of which, Michelle, I said I wanted you to describe these three bowls that Karen brought with her. I mean, we don't have to get extraordinarily technical, but like I say, you're going to know more what went into them than I do, especially the one that's yours.
Well, okay, so we have your basic wheel thrown bowls with...
So it's perfectly circular, right?
Yes.
And it's narrower at the bottom than it is at the top?
Yes, this is a foot, so it makes it look like it's floating as opposed to being a
is that what you call that?
Heavy blob on the table. Okay, that's very technical.
Right.
And this one by Marilyn is kind of altered. It has a beautiful sort of like celadon, green celadon glaze, and she squished it on the side and put a little handle on it so you can stick your finger in it.
Or hang it up.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually my husband's bowl from the first empty bowls, and he chose that because it reminded him of a leaf. And
yes,
he's a very organic person.
It does look sort of like a leaf.
If you look at it from the top, I can see that. Okay.
And this other one who pretty sure Zach and Aaron are both Karen's boys.
This looks a little bit like it's got kind of an oriental theme.
Yes.
Just the shape of it.
Yes,
so it's more like a triangle as opposed to rounded.
Yes.
It also has a foot on the bottom of it. Hey, see, I do pay attention.
A tiny foot. That's why I think this is Zach's. And beautiful sort of organic.
I like the colors,
glaze.
Too. It's... like on the inside, it's a bunch of different colors. It almost looks like maybe some rust.
Yeah.
You see on the two
iron,
sides there, two opposite sides.
Iron in
sides.
The glaze, and then the outside has some carving on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, the carving on the outside looks a little bit like a turtle shell.
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
Either that or a spaceship.
Yeah, look, spaceship.
Well, it is a boy, so I think, let's go with spaceship.
Spaceship.
I like
that. Yes, these are beautiful examples.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about Grand River Meals on Wheels, you can go to grandriverhealth.org. I believe it's a tab at the top, isn't it, Karen, that says Meals on Wheels? I'm pretty sure.
They just redid the website, and it's beautiful now, so I really can't give you step-by-step, but search for it. Put it in the search.
There you go. And, of course, search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels as well. Again, a daily drawing for a free bowl.
Right.
Well, and you get... the soup, so it's a bowl.
It's
basically an entry to the empty bowls on Wednesday the 8th.
Right.
So,
and so we have three more of those going up today's, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Look for it.
How much, if we never did talk about how much it is if folks want to buy one of those empty bowls?
It is $20. That includes your bowl and soup. And we call it refillable until the soup runs out.
Okay,
I know they're making about 36 gallons of soup.
So if you want to, so that's 6 gallons each. I told you I was good at math.
Yeah.
So if you want to try one of each of the soups, if you find one that you really like, you can go back. So it's not just one trip. It's as much as you can eat until the soup is gone.
Right.
And if you really like a recipe, you can also pick up that recipe too.
Exactly.
Which is very cool also.
And you can talk to the students involved in making the soup.
There you go.
I think, which is awfully fun because they're very proud of their product.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Like I say, anytime you make anything and someone else, is showing some gratitude about, they appreciate it, Oh, how prideful would that be? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be able to talk to those
two. Can I give one hint on picking your bowl?
Sure.
Number one, I would get there early because that's when all 400 bowls or plus will be out.
Sure.
Number two, as soon as you see a bowl that you think is calling to you, I would pick it up and then walk around and continue until another one speaks louder. Then I would put that one down and pick up a new one if that is the case, and then go back to.
Because if you find one you like, hang on to it.
Yes, because if you go and you're like, well, there was one in the first aisle, chances are it's gone by the time you get back.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, Grand River Meals on Wheels, Empty Bowls fundraiser, Wednesday, March 8th, 11:30 to 1:30 in the Grand River Ballroom Conference Center. So I'll give you a little tip. Park in the back, go in the back door, and it's
exactly.
a little easier to find. So there you go. I feel like I actually did my part today. So Michelle, Laura, Karin, as always, all the best. Happy 50th anniversary.
Thank you,
Laura,
very much.
I know you and I, neither one was there for the beginning of CMC, but you never know. Maybe we'll be there for the 75th.
There you go.
We'll have to wait and see. Michelle, look forward to some tips next year on, you know, ways to throw those bowls and the ceramics.
Yes, we have great ceramic classes, very instructive, very much fun. And I personally think we have one of the best ceramic programs in CMC.
Do you teach a summer class?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. So if folks are interested, maybe check it out.
We'll have probably two classes, one in the day, one in the evening, at least one in the evening, if not two. And, come and see us.
Mm-hmm. Laura, as an administrator and a former teacher, do you have a particular, not necessarily in the art program, a favorite class at CMC Rifle?
Well, that, you know, I don't. I was an English and journalism and black and white photography teacher for a long time, so I do love the arts and the humanities, but I don't know that I have a favorite.
Okay.
It's like picking a favorite child. I don't think you can do it.
Fair enough.
They're all special.
That's a very politically correct answer. Is there a particular class that you have seen in the course catalog that you would like to take yourself? How about that?
Yes. I have always wanted to take a comparative religions class.
You know what? My daughter's boyfriend took that class at CMC and Rifle a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He found it extraordinarily interesting.
Yeah.
He really did.
I think that particular philosophy class would be fascinating.
Okay. If you take it, come back and talk to us about it.
I sure will.
All right. Yeah.
Again, GrandRiverHealth.org is the website. And again, search Facebook for Grand River Meals on Wheels. And at least for the next couple days, you can save $20. If you're going to go to Empty Bowls anyway, you might as well take a
chance.
Try
to win it.
There you go. Plus, you can help spread the word about a great local nonprofit and a great project from Grand River. Again, really committed to continuing Meals on Wheels and to serving those folks that are the seniors that are homebound as well as disabled and folks that are recuperating in Western Garfield County from Newcastle to Parachute. Anything else we should talk about, Karin?
No, but thank you, Gabe, for having us on here.
I think we talked about everything. We talked about Meals on Wheels. We got philosophical. We talked about the 50th anniversary of CMC.
And maybe we could take that ceramics class this summer together.
Yes.
Beginning ceramics. And I said to Michelle, she's going to start driving Meals on Wheels for us one of these days, too.
You do have a good sense of humor, don't you? You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's one reason we're the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.